something for more than almost 6 to 7 years, where you as a farmer, you have to pick up whether index insurance or a risk insurance, just as pick an insurance for your car. So should in case you have problems of either rain has fallen, I mean drought or flood, you could, the insurance will pay you off completely and you don't have any risk at all to complain about. So the issue now is whether the farmers took that insurance.
Have the farmers been educated adequately about the existence of these insurance packages?
Oh, it's known already. The agri insurance has been rolled out for more than, as I told you, almost up to about almost 7 to 8 years. So farmers are aware that there is agricultural insurance in place in Ghana, where through any insurance company, you could go in and then be able to take an agri insurance to cover your crops. So it's not a new thing at all.
So you believe that the threat by the agri ministry to take punitive actions against farmers who default in this regard is in right order?
Oh, it's in the right order, because this is business and you cannot go and then take support or a loan and then be ready to default. That doesn't show a good precedent of you being an entrepreneur.
President of Ghana Agriculture Chamber of Commerce, Philip Abayori.
Trustees of East Adekotopon Development Trust are calling on security agencies in the country to, as a matter of urgency, address frequent harassment of legal occupants of lands by land guards. Speaking to the media in Accra, Executive Secretary of the Trust, Emmanuel Odoyemu, indicated that some land encroachers have employed the services of land guards to torment the residents at night. He emphasized that the stretch of land from the Kpeshi Lagoon through the trade fair area to the airport is the legal property of the trust. He described the act of harassment of the occupants by land guards as a threat to peace, stability and rule of law. Andrew Blay has more in this report.
The East Dadekotopon Development Trust was established under a trust deed in 2002 pursuant to a consent judgment obtained in 2001 from an Accra High Court. Addressing a media conference in Accra, Secretary of the Trust, Emmanuel Odoyemo, said the institution legally registered all its property in 2003. He bemoaned the activities of land guards in the area.
Due to the continuous encroachment and harassment by land guards of Anas Aremia Anas over lands lawfully granted to individual citizens by EDDT, it has become necessary to caution the public of the fraudulent development. It will interest you to know that the High Court judgment granted by Justice Ofuriata, which Anas Aremia Anas keeps brandishing around, has its execution stayed by the Court of Appeal on 1st March 2011. The case was settled and the appeal court affirmed the settlement by which the Tayo Achinache and Ewemienyo Ofolikwashi family were granted 15 acres of land.
Chairman of the trust narrated the issues surrounding the land and cautioned the individuals from acquiring any portion of the land through any third party.